from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The city of Timmins has declared a significant weather event. Under provisions of the Ontario Municipal Act, it extends timelines to address the accumulated snowfall, in this case from the storm moving in from Colorado, effectively relaxing minimum standards. City Hall mentions that Timmins Transit and other services might be affected with delays or cancellations. The city's website and social media platforms will stay up to date, as will we on Country 93.1 and MyTimmonsNow.com. With up to 2 feet of snow expected by noon Saturday, the city's Public Works Department is geared up to handle it. Infrastructure Director Shane Skinner says the priority is keeping major arteries open for ambulances and fire trucks. He asks you to postpone non-essential travel, watch Netflix, and play board games like you might have already been doing on March break.
That being said, obviously, if there's stuff that's imminent or urgent, take care of those things, but stay home as much as you can.
A gusty wind will also make visibility poor. And Skinner says once the storm blows itself out, don't leave your car on the street after cleaning out your driveway. This summer's Connecting Link reconstruction phase on Algonquin Boulevard will work between Wilcox and Cedar Streets. City Project Coordinator Eric Rice says that means rerouting traffic around it.
We're going to go back to a similar detour plan as what we had last year. So the detour should go down Commercial and 2nd Avenue.
If you drive to the east end of 2nd Avenue, a traffic light will help you get onto Brunette Road and back onto Algonquin. Work will start as soon as the contractor can get going and last until sometime in November. Unthinkable and horrific is how the Edmonton Police Service is describing the shooting deaths of two of its officers. 35-year-old Constable Travis Jordan and 30-year-old Constable Brett Ryan were shot this morning while investigating a family dispute. The male suspect also died from what investigators believe is a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A ceremony in Ottawa in May will mark the coronation of King Charles III. The office of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says it will take place on May 6th, the same day as the coronation at Westminster Abbey in London. Trudeau says he's inviting Canadians to take part in events and activities in their own communities to mark the occasion. In Country 93.1 Sports, two NOJHL teams got a jump on the impending snowstorm, leaving Sault Ste. Marie and Blind River for our region today. Neither the T-Birds or Beavers play until tomorrow night, the Sioux against Kirkland Lake and Blind River in Timmins. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.